I am a lovely being. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I am a lovely being. Sounds kind of grand to say that about yourself, isn't it? To say that I am a lovely being. To say I am a lovely being, I must be at peace with myself. To say I am a lovely being means I must be aware that in me are some very fine and wonderful qualities. To say I am a lovely being means I must like myself. To say I am a lovely being means that everything in my world is looking pretty nice right now. And right now is the only time that there is. So when I say I'm a lovely being, I am telling myself the truth of who and what I really am. Now, how can I tell myself this truth? What supportive evidence do I have to tell myself that I am a lovely being? Well, my mind is at ease. I do not have a lot of tensions, a lot of panic, a lot of interest in what's going on in somebody else's life and somebody else's world. I'm only interested in what goes on in my world. Well, now you say that's not a very good attitude to have. We should be interested in what's going on in the world. That's what makes the newspapers, magazines, television, and radio and all that so popular. And that's true. Just as popular as over the back fence gossip, you know. But what goes on in my world tells me that I am a very happy being. I'm a very content being. I like me. Because when I think of my neighbor, I think of someone who is very nice, someone who is very thoughtful, someone who is very loving. When I think of any condition in the world, I think of it as very harmonious, very thoughtful, very loving. When I think of anybody in my world, including my family, oh, my family, when I think of my family, I think how loving, how wonderful, how beautiful. But first, before I can think of my family as loving and beautiful, before I can think of my family as being harmonious and being wonderful to be with, I have to think of myself being wonderful to be with. If my sister is a wonderful girl, it's because I am a wonderful guy. If my brother is a wonderful boy, it's because I am a wonderful guy. If my mother and dad are just super beings, it's because I am a super being, because I like me. And if I see my grandparents, if I see my relatives all around the world, my wife or husband, if I see anyone like that, harmonious and happy, that's because I am. Now, why is it that I sometimes see somebody else not happy or not harmonious? Let's say I look at my brother and I see him doing something that is not beneficial to him. I look at my brother and I see him doing something that's not beneficial to him. I look at my brother and I see him doing something that's not beneficial to him. I look and judge. I look and condemn. I look and feel that somebody else is not doing something harmonious. When I look at my brother and I see him smoking a cigarette, for instance, and I say to myself, smoking is really not good for me. I smoked before, but I don't smoke any longer. And my brother shouldn't smoke. He shouldn't smoke. It's not good for him. And then I say to myself, my brother does everything that is harmonious for him. But he's smoking. My brother does everything that is harmonious for him. But my brother is harmonious. My brother does everything that is harmonious for him. And my brother is harmonious. Now, the more I say that, the more I realize that I can look at my brother's good features. I can look at him being thoughtful, loving, and kind. I can look at him being gentle and courteous. I can look at him being a super guy. And when I do that, I overlook those things that before I had judged. And as I look at his good features, I overlook the things I might call bad. As I look at the good qualities in my brother, because they're a reflection of me, pretty soon I no longer see him smoking. I no longer see him doing something which is deleterious to his health. I no longer see him being a person who is having what I considered a problem. I am a loving being. And I look at my brother as a loving being. And lo and behold, all the loving things that he always did are evident to me now. All the qualities that make him the most desirable, wonderful brother in the world, I'm aware of them. I'm awake to them. Oh, how wonderful it is. Yes. And when I look at a nation at war, oh, that's a toughie, isn't it? No. When I look at a nation at war, I like me. I am a very likable being. So, I look at the nation and I say, what has this nation done that is beneficial for the world? And I would might consider it. What beautiful things have they done? Do the people in that nation love their nation? Do the people in their nation want to move out of there because it's so terrible? Do the people in that nation find that nation to be a beautiful place? Is that their home? Is that where their family is? Is that where their life is? And if that is true, then there must be some good values there, some good points. So I say to myself, I see that nation harmonious. I see that nation peaceful. I see that nation enjoying its national qualities, its nationality, its nationalism. I see that nation being a super nation. I see everybody in that nation content and harmonious. I see the governing body of that nation interested in the welfare of the people, in the welfare and the good of the people that they have in their own nation. They're not concerned of what other nations are doing. They're not concerned of what they would like to have from other nations, what sort of property they like to take from them. That's no longer a concern. What they're concerned is they're concerned about who they are. What makes them such a wonderful nation that their people want to stay there and live there? What makes it such a wonderful nation that their people find it a beautiful place to be? That the people can walk the streets in harmony and peace, that people can do their jobs and involve themselves in their world in whatever ways delight them and are harmonious with themselves and the world. Already we feel better about that nation. And we don't even know the name of the nation. It could be any nation. It could be our own nation. Our own nation is a harmonious nation, a beautiful nation, a nation filled with people who are happy about themselves, people who like doing things for themselves and doing things on behalf of themselves. And they make themselves such a beautiful nation that everybody wants to not come over here and not come over to this nation and be part of it, but they want to put to work the ideas of this nation in their nation. The ideas of happiness and harmony, goodness and right action and peace. Yes, I'm not my brother's keeper. I'm my own keeper. I'm the keeper of my own thoughts, the keeper of my own intuitiveness, the keeper of my own sensitiveness, the keeper of my own awareness. I am my own keeper. I am my own keeper. Oh my. And I keep my house so clean. I keep my house so beautiful. I keep my house so orderly. Everything is in order. Even the work that I have yet to do is in order. Even the projects that stand before me are in order. Everything that I have, everything that I am, is in order. And I am an orderly being. And when I'm an orderly being, everything works out harmonious in my world because I put to work those harmonious ideas. I am the harmonious master of my life, the harmonious master of everything that I do, everything that I am, and everything that is. Yes, there is peace on earth. Yes, there is peace in me first. Yes, I am a likable being. yes, life is wonderful, and I made it that way by my thought, starting first at home with me, starting first as being my own caretaker of me. I am my keeper, and in keeping myself orderly, harmonious, happy, and joyful, I keep all in my creation happy, harmonious, orderly, and beautiful now. Join me in this affirmation, in this realization, in this experience, and you too can have every moment of your life a moment of bliss, because it starts with you and then spreads out in a most magnificent way. I love you. I love you. I love you.